Good morning. 8:14, yeah, 8:14 a.m. This is Thursday, September the 10th, 2026. Blue sky morning, 58 degrees here in the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Yeah, 8. I saw the temp this morning, and so I didn't hurry. When I got up, it was like 52, and I thought, you know what? I don't need to push it. I don't need to go, I gotta get out, I gotta reach the sun, I gotta get to the parking spot. It's like, you know what? 56 degrees, that's pretty comfy. That's pretty comfy. I'm wearing my hoodie. I'm ambling along. I ain't sweating nothing. All right, I got cars and bicycles and everything else on the way here this morning. Get out of the way. That's a bicycle. An Uma. It's a granny bike. That's what they call them in the Netherlands, I think. Uma. What we used to call a girl's bike back in the day, because it has no straight bar between the head of the handlebars and the head of the frame and the seat. Step through. I'm having a hard time figuring out what the day is. It is technically a Thursday. It's a one day, so in a certain sense, it's a Monday. It's a short week, so... of course, weeks don't matter much to me because I don't have an office that sets the tone 5 days a week, which confuses the matter more. And it's a slow start. It's a very relaxed start this morning. I slept in till 5:15, which for most people is getting up early, but for me it's pretty much, you know, de rigueur. Anywhere from 4:45 to 5:30 is my usual wake up time. I only had one wake up in the night. Those happen very, very rarely. Usually my bladder gets me up at least once. Cat gets me up at least once, often twice. So there's three right there. Four is not unheard of. Five happens occasionally. So I was like, oh, really? Am I going to get up? No. And I got up and realized, well, you had seven and a half hours of solid sleep last night. That's actually 7 3/4. That's almost 8. So it's like, you got a good night's sleep, dude. Shut up. Get up. Get moving. And then I really didn't get moving. I went through the morning routine like in an hour, except for, of course, for the walk, breakfast and the walk. And I got stuff I need to do today. I have a taxi service to run midday. I'll do a grocery shop while I'm out. I need to go through and make sure I know what we need in case there's holes. I prefer not to go. I went once already this week. Twice. I don't like going twice a week. But I wind up doing it a lot. So twice is okay. Three times, not so much. So I'm on book six, year six. It might be book seven, because I think year one had two books. Anyway, year six of the Joe Durham Fleet Officer series. It's really good. It's really good. I'm enjoying it immensely, which means I'm reading a lot. I'm not writing much. Yesterday's Dog and Pony with Jury Duty and the kid who doesn't drive pretty much broke the day up into little pieces, so I didn't get a whole lot accomplished yesterday. I expect I won't get a whole lot accomplished today either. I watch a TV program, a video program. What? Stop. Yes, I know. Three times a goal for the week. Bugger off. 23 minutes. Pace. 23 minutes. What's heart rate look like? Vigorous. 117. None of that. Every day I write a little 500 character post. Oh, yeah, no, that's wasn't what I was doing. Good morning. Don't see him in his dopey this side of the block very often. When I cook dinner, it's the only meal that I spend a whole lot of time on during the day. Everybody else gets their own breakfast, they get their own lunch. It's a self-serve kitchen until dinner time. And then I fix dinner. Except on holidays, and then I fix lunch, and then we have a family feast and self-serve breakfast and self-serve dinner. Which doesn't always work out, but all right, anyway. Good morning. So it's the only time I watch, quote, television, unquote, and it's usually something on Prime Video, so it's not even live TV, it's not even current TV, it's stuff that's been off the air for 5 years. And for some reason, I get a lot of cop and detective dramas. The last one was Unforgettable, and it was good. I watched Reacher. Reacher kept coming up on the screen, coming up. And I kept going, nah. It was good. I watched it. I liked it. It was short. It was over fast. So it lasted me about, I don't know, 10 days. Anyway, the last one was Unforgettable. And this one, again, it's a... buddy cop detectives. Morning. Each with their own flaws. Life. The name of it is Life. About a cop who was falsely imprisoned for 12 years and then got released, exonerated, collected a big settlement, and then bought himself a mansion with an orange with an orange grove. And he couldn't figure out where the oranges were until he realized that, you know, had to wait for them to actually grow.
You didn't tell me I had to do that. So, like, yeah. Maybe it's on you.
Care of your ladies. Out for their morning gab. So the main character, there's Danny Reese and Charlie Cruz. Come on, if I get ready, sit with me. Long post. C-R-E-W-S Cruz. Like the Missile Cruz or the Tom Cruise. Of the Ted Cruz. But he brought from his 12 years of prison a unique outlook on life, not too surprisingly. Yikes, I don't need to be standing in this heat. Let me walk the street. Across the street. There's a lot of sun in my path, and I'm enjoying the cool. So, no, we're not going there. And so he has a lot of these sort of zen sayings. There's a on Wikiquote, there's a whole, there's pages of them, and they are so much fun to see them thrown out. Zen aphorisms thrown out into the middle of a police investigation. And he's always saying things you don't expect from anyone, let alone a police detective. And his partner, a young woman, is constantly being blindsided by him. Because he is the most even-tempered, inscrutable individual until He allows himself to not be. And in those moments, he's terrifying. It's just such a well-acted role. It's just such a well-rounded character. I have no trouble believing that Charlie Cruz is real. I don't know the actor's name. I don't know that I've ever seen him before. I know I've seen Danny Reese in other cop shows. I don't know her name, but I know I've seen her before because I keep expecting her partner to look different because she was working with somebody else. Don't remember what show, but it was a while back. Again, Prime TV, Prime Video. Because I'm too damn cheap to subscribe to more than one. And I get a lot of mileage out of Prime. Yeah, I know. Amazon is Amazon. Amazon will always be Amazon. Amazon is Amazon. Walmart is Walmart. Kroger is Kroger. If I had to not shop where there were problematic owners, I would starve. Literally and figuratively, probably. Anyway. Every once in a while, I run across somebody who's like, "You only sell on Amazon. What about me? I don't buy on Amazon. Amazon is evil." Sorry. All the people who like to read more than 4 books a month, who can't afford to read more than 1 book a month, and so they subscribe to Kindle Unlimited. That's my audience. Those people. Those are my people. Those are me. Before I could have access to a bookstore anytime I wanted, before I had enough money to buy whatever book I wanted to buy, before I had the privilege, the opportunity to be able to read 3 books a week. Yeah, talk to me at the library. Libraries don't stock my books. Well, some of them do, but the e-books, they don't. I can't because I'm tied. Golden handcuffs. Pick your disparaging comment. I've had them all. And you know what? Core values. Serve the reader. Serve the readers I have. And the readers I'm going to get, and do the best I can. With what I've got. Work the problem. Play the hand you're given. Fight with the army you got. Pick your aphorism. Hey, I'll say the same thing. Oh, this is going to be warm. I'm coming out from under the tunnel of green, cool green shade into an almost 9 o'clock morning. Come on, get away. 8:30 morning. Yeah, the sun is up there, and it is warm. All right, I have maybe 150 yards to get to the house, so I don't think I'll melt. So it's interesting, juxtapositioning this very different Lieutenant Year 6 book against Charlie Cruz in life. And the almost, I don't know if fatalistic is the right term. Outlook each of them have. They have different goals, of course. They have different environments. They have different settings. And that seeing them play out against each other has been just fascinating. Good morning. Hello. Out of the blue of the western sky comes Sky King. Oh, it's a crop duster. Well, I don't know. I say crop duster. I wonder if that's the guy who flies out over the plains and then vents his tanks. It's quite a plane. I'm looking at my shadow, an old man shambling along. I am shambling today. Shoulders rolled in, head down. And that's the guy. That's what he's doing. He's out over the plains. West of town, way up high. And every once in a while, there's a little trail of something as he flies in circles. Interesting. Anyway. Look at that. It recorded on the whole thing. 23 minutes, 40 something seconds. But I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.